Turning your Bibles to Colossians chapter 1, we've been talking about prayer, and it's good to just read through different prayers in Scripture. Paul says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 9, that he has not ceased to pray for those in Colossae. And his desire is that they be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Now, I would say this, spiritual wisdom and understanding is different than human wisdom and understanding. And then he says this in verse 10, that you may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord to please him. Why are we getting all this information? That you may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord to please him. His prayer is that God would change their hearts. That it would be the Spirit of God that would begin to open up their eyes that they would see. And that it would change their lives. In the very walk of their day, how they interact with one another. Something pretty neat happened on Wednesday. What was that, Dave?
We had a young lady give her life to Christ at home.
We're pretty excited about it with you. We're not trying to embarrass you. We're just saying we're glad to have you in the family. And Bobby, you too. Just so thankful. Got a great hug from Bobby before the service, and I can tell it's just been, and they just stayed a little bit afterwards to talk with you guys, didn't they? And it was a day of celebration, not only here but in heaven. And what a wonderful thing that God can do in the hearts of people, changing the hearts of men. Only God can do that. We pray that the eyes of your heart would be enlightened, that you might understand true wisdom and the true understanding of God that causes you to walk in a manner worthy of God and do what he wants. Let it be real. Father, we come before you today with this desire upon our hearts. You see the sincerity of our hearts and the longing of our souls. May you be glorified today. May we do your will today. In Jesus' name, amen.